From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. I'm joined today by 2nd District Congressman French Hill. Thanks for joining me.
Jacob, thanks for having me.
So one of the looming topics that's really built a momentum is these Planned Parenthood videos. They've continued to come out during this break. There's some speculation that there might be some Republicans willing to shut down the government, so to speak. How do you feel about the idea? Do you think it is something worth having a shutdown fight over?
Well, I think that people's reaction to the Planned Parenthood videos, regardless of their feelings about Planned Parenthood or its services, have been pretty shocking and pretty visceral. And people really do want to get to the bottom of the videos, whether they're accurate or not. So I do support a House investigation by the Judiciary Committee and the Energy and Commerce Committee to get behind those videos, find out the facts in the case, and bring that information out to the public. And I also do support a moratorium in federal funds for Planned Parenthood until we do get to the bottom of it. You asked about a government shutdown, and my view is I think, you know, the Congress has an obligation to fund our government and make sure our government has the resources to function. So I'd like to think that we can resolve concerns over the investigation of Planned Parenthood and still provide adequate resources to the functioning of the government.
With the idea there needs to be that investigation for any final vote to be made on Planned Parenthood, because at this point there's no proven crime, at least, even though the conduct might be shocking and reprehensible to a lot of Arkansans.
Right.
Does that mean with the moratorium, though, would you have that moratorium be a red line about certain funding bills? Would you need that to be included?
Well, I just think it's something that the Congress should consider in the investigation first. And in my view, Jacob, again, I don't personally think that this investigation or whether or not that funding should be the cause of shutting the government down. I think that people are shocked by the videos. They want to know what the legal situation is, what the facts and the circumstances are, and that deserves a thorough and capable investigation.
Looking more broadly at the idea of fetal tissue research, before these videos were released, in general, were you in favor of some sort of ban or moratorium in funding for Planned Parenthood or clinics, even like hospitals, that engage in fetal tissue research?
Well, I'm a pro-life individual, and so I'm not personally supportive of fetal tissue being used. And I'm opposed to the idea of federal funds being used directly for abortion. But I do think that in fairness to the whole effort, that a proper investigation should be looked at into what's going on at Planned Parenthood.
Do you think that investigation should be widened in any way to include hospitals that perform abortions and receive these fetal tissue?
I think we ought to look at the facts that are deal with the Planned Parenthood matter explicitly and see what the facts and circumstances are and then take it from there.
2nd District Congressman Republican French Hill, thank you very much for joining me today.
Jacob, thank you so much for having me.